Tacheres, they're not mixed in any other type of bid machshavas. But she says, Mikan the machshavas shemetir zumizu, shemachshavas psul metzima de pigul. Meaning that when is there an issa pigul, when you have, of course, you eat from the meat, if the only machshava you had wrong was only the machshavas pigul. Let's say you had some other machshava also there, so that machshava would also pass to the korban. Let's say it was a korban chattis, and you had a mind to make the shchit l'shem a korban oilo, and the machshava shlel l'shmo passed the korban. And then the Shasta Kabbalah you have in mind to make the Zerika or Shlel Bizmanoi, there would not be a Chiyat Koros, there would not be Tigol. It has to be Layarov by Machshavas Acheres. There is no other bad Machshav here, the only bad Machshav is only Machshavas Tigol. No other bad Machshav. Then the Pasuk says, Tigol, Ze, Chutzlum Koimai, that there's another type of Machshav that passes, the Machshav to do it, the wrong place. Yiyat says, Malamed, Shemitzar from Zem Ze, that you starve both of them together. Rashi says, Ye osma kos l'chutzlum kaim l'chutzlum manai, hebei achas m'lamish m'starfin. Means, chat the shiur l'chutzlum l'chutzlum l'chutzlum. And now Masisim, lech l'chat the zayis l'chut, l'chat the zayis l'moch apostol. But you have to have a machshava to eat, or at least a kezayis. But you have a machshava to eat only less than a kezayis tomorrow, that's not a machshava. But let's say you had a machshava to eat, a chat the kezayis tomorrow. And you had a machshava to eat, a chat the kezayis, Chutzlum Kaimai. You can start these two machshavas together, and it's clear that you had a bad machshav on a kezayis, that the mice now the korban will be possible. Pigula would not be, because you have another machshav, you have another machshav here. A korban possible would be. Then the pasuk says, V'ya nefesh v'achelas menu, echod v'leshnayim. One and not two. But only one of these two machshavas has the chi of chorus, and not both of them. V'yeze, which one has the chi of chorus? That goes in the machshav if you have in mind the shas dollar of avodis to do an achila tomorrow. The gomer of another minaiser. The doimin lay design day. The doimer. They both have a psul zman and they both have a psul in the bomer. So that's how we learn out that by the machshav shloib zmanoi that makes pigul, and the machshav shloib mkaimoi that only makes the psul. On all these there's no chiyuv kos. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that Chof test from Aleph. Again, the Gemara just answered, that Robert just answered, how do we know that the Psul Pigul is Chuslis Manoi, and the Psul only makes the Psul is Chuslim Chaymoi? She said, you all learn it out from the big Posik in the Vayikra Zayin, that B'shtei Achilas, and Shlishi means Chuslis Manoi, and then Pigul means Chuslim Chaymoi. Now the Gemara says, the fourth line down, Oh, Malay Rav Papa L'Rovo, so Rav Papa asked the question back to Rovo, Lididov, according to you, that you dash in all the droshes from this first pasuk in the Yikra Zayin, that is a psul of Chuslim Koimai, and that is a chiv chorus, by Chuslim Manoi, if so, Shlishi, the Pashas Kadoshim to you, my derashtabe, what do you do with the extra pasuk, though, that it says on the Yikra Yates in Kadoshim to you, it says again, Shlishi, what do you do with that posik? Because you do not need it for a machshav of chuslim koimai, because you learned it out from the first posik. So what do we do with this posik? So it says, or Rav answers, Kahu mi boile, that posik I need, lemokam shio mishulish. That it has to be a place that you think to eat chuslim koimai, because you have a machshav of bishas adalar avoidis to make one of the achilas chuslim koimai. Now what's called chuslim koimai? It has to be to such a makam which is mishulish b'dam b'bosa v'imurim. It has to be such a place that has shaykes to the dam, to the zrikas adam, heating of the meat, and of v'imurim, of burning of the fats. So Rashi explained, what did this come to Afuke? Rashi says, v'limoy da mashef et chuslim koimoy, she'enu mayel et elo oy b'kodesh ha'kodoshim shechish v'leim l'ochlam chutli azoro, either by a korban chattis, that you had in mind to eat the meat outside the Azar, that's a psul. By the Kochim Kalim, Lochum Chutzlir, you have a machshav to eat it outside Yerushalayim. But Prat, what's not called a machshavo? The Mechash of Lechel Behechel. If you think to eat this meat inside the Kodesh, inside the Hechel, there it's not a psul. Why not? The Bidin, you have to Mechash of the Mokim, Mishalush Rashi says, meaning the Dam, the Boss of the Murim, Haino Chutzli Azar, in Chutzli Azar, outside the base of Migdish, B'shas heter abomis, at a time when you have a right to build the bomis outside the base of Migdish, so then you have dam, and you have Imurim, and you have the Bosa. But Lafuki Heichol, Mashenkin in the Heichol, in the Kodesh itself, Shein by Haktaras Imurim. There's no burning of the fat of the Imurim in the Heichol. For Loy Achilas Bosa, there's no Achilas Bosa, Kodesh Zalarit inside the Heichol. The only place you can eat is outside in the Azara, but not inside the Heichol. Therefore, Bishash, you bring in one of the Kabbonis. You think Bishash, Chito, Kabbalah, or Halacha, Zrikam, that you plan to eat the meat inside the Heichol, you plan to burn or to make the Zrik inside the Heichol, that's not a psul, that's not a Machshava Pestelis. That's why the Pasuk says, Shlishi, again, that has to be a Makam, that's Meshulish, that has all these three things, it has the Dam, and Murim, and Achila. The other one says, Tepikulei Mikro Kama, I should be able to learn out this Rosh also from the first Pasuk. Mikro Kama, I should know this. Why? Because the first Pasuk also, the Pasuk says, in Meyocho Yeyochel, and there also, Midiyavke Rachmona B'loshen Shlishi, since the Torah says Loshen of Shlishi over there, it should also mean a Mokom that's Meshulish. So what do I need the second Pasuk still for? I should be able to learn out all from the first Pasuk. So Marin says, Omer Rav Ashi, Amri Salishmai to come to Rav Masna, I said over this learning, if one of Rav Masna, and Omele, he said back to me like this, I may hosam, if I would only learn it out from the first Pasuk, I may hosam, have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Shlishi is Prat, that's a Prat. Pigul is a Klau. Vinasa Klau, Maisav ala Prat. It should be the klal is being marvelous, saying more than just the prat. It's a prat and then a klal. If so, the Yisrabu Sharmakimus, I would have thought to say even other places, even inside the Heichel also, there should be a psul of chutzlim kaimai. Kamash Malon, that's why I need the next pasuk in Kedeshim to you, and that's why it says no time Shlishi to tell us no, that it has to be only in a mokum, which is Mishulish, and not in the Heichel itself, which is not Mishulish. Tanur Rabbanu, let's look at this. The verse says, "V'yim meyochol yeyochol mitzar zera shlomav." This is the pasuk we just got finished dashing before. It talks about the machshavas of pigul. We have a machshava b'shas the dollar avoidis to eat to make an achila shloy bizmanoi on the third day. Zmor says, "Omer Rabbi Lezer Blezer says, Kaifos necho like bend over your ears." Lishmoya to hear Pshan this pasuk, but the pasuk is talking about the mechashev lechol mizukhoi b'yoy mashlish across the medaber. This pasuk is talking about you have a machshav a teeth from this korbin b'yoy mashlishi. That's what the pasuk is talking about. It's not that you're mamish eating noiser, the meat that was left over, but like we learned, machshav is tigul, you have a machshav b'shas one of the dalar avoiders, teeth from the meat tomorrow. So he says, ayena, maybe not that way. Maybe the pasuk is talking about real noiser. If you leave over the meat on the third day and you eat it, maybe for that also you have chorus. Maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. So Martha, I'll tell you like this: Achashu kosher yachsov yifso. What kind of svar is that? Like if the korban already, if the dalit avoidis were done the hechsher. There's no svar for just the fact you left over the meat and you ate the meat on the third day. But the pasuk says lo yichoshev. The pasuk says lo yirotza. The pasuk says this korban is no good. So if the dalar avodis were done the hechsher, there's no svar that later it should become possible. So therefore, for sure, when the pasuk says here lo yirotza, the korban is no good. It's talking about that you had this bad machshava b'shas the dalar avodis, and not if it was just left over. Oh, Male Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says back, Hain, yes, Motsir, we find a case like this. But even though something was done b'hechsher, later it could become possible. We found Bizav Vizava. Fishemeris Yoim, Kineged Yoim. Shein Becheskes Tyro. They're all Becheskes Tyro. Rashi says it means Shaposko Vashil Lumna Shemesi Purim. After they became the man or Anisha became a Zava or a Zav, now they start to count as Zainakim. For mana they counted dalrei hayom. They already counted 4 or 5 days that they're totally clean. Now the lochur is v'imro. If they see, let's say, on the 6th day, sasa kol minyonim, it takes away all the count they had so far. They learn the gemara nida. V'yachat ito v'darshin achar achal kulon Shleite tumah maspekas ben, you can't have any hefsek of tumah in between. So you see, even though you started to count Tyra, if something happens later, you see again, it takes away what was done good before. Same thing with Shemeris Yom Kenegadim, Rashi says, Haroi if an Isha sees dam, Toich Echad Osa Yom Sheb Ben Nidla Nidla, between the 11 days, between one Nidla and another Nidla, she sees dam. Fetov Lo Lamocho, the next day she goes to the Mikvah, Shachos in the morning, Harei Yitaira, really she's told, why even though you have to wait one day, but the klal is the mikvah sayem kukulei. The fact you waited part of the day, that's like you waited the whole day. Now, the yimtira hayem, if she sees after the mikvah, she sees later on in the daytime, and again dam, sosra tairoso, it takes away a tairo. The yodim v'kelim shenogabem hayem t'meilam afreya. If she touched any kelim even after she went to the mikvah, the maisa does kelim now atame. So you see, even though she was tor, if she sees dam later, it saves her, takes away what we had before. So maybe the same thing here also by korban. Even though the korban was brought with its talad avodas, but maybe if lady leave it over and eat the nicer, maybe that makes a psul in the korban. So that's more says by zog zog we function more than the jain. Shein the cheskas tyro still the kivin shirul sosru. Is that what the Talmud here also do not wonder how they on this that maybe shafa pishuchshar, even though it's kosher, even though the korban the dalar avodis were done behechsham shayach of the yisol, don't wonder to say that it should again become possible. So maybe the possible tumma where you left over the meat eat nicer, that also makes up soul in the korban. Or malaysa said back to him, no haray yoyim of the possible says hamakrif. It says in the spot of Gudashim before Hamakriv, so we say now it means Bishas HaKrovu Nivso, the end of Nivso Vishlishi. The Korban only becomes possible Bishas the Yavoidis Adon, Bishas you're doing the Dalar Avoidis. But once the Dalar Avoidis were done already, then it does not become possible late on the third day. So Mur says, oh, Yehina, maybe not this way. So Mur says, oh, Yehina, oh, Yehina, Hamakriv. Because maybe when the Pesach says the word Hamakriv here, it does not mean to teach us that the psul has to be chal b'shas hakrovo, but maybe it comes to teach us that lezeh kain hamakriv. Maybe it's talking about hamakriv means the kain that's makriv. The possible teaching of them shlo yei kosh lakuna. Maybe the possible teaching us that a kain that does the avoid and makes pigul, he's possible to be a kain. The social in the Tati Rashi says that shas hakrovo psul kain. Maybe hear both things over here. The taka, the psul has to only be done b'shas hakrova, and also maybe the kain also becomes posel. So true, hamakriv taka is a good deal to say that the psul is only b'shas hakrova and not later b'shas the achilus of noisa. But still asking, maybe hamakriv also means to teach us that the kain hamakriv becomes posel. So more says, oisai, when it says the posek hamakriv oisai, so the Zevach HaMadaber is talking about the Korban. Only the Korban becomes possible. The Yain HaMadaber, the Kayin. It's not talking about the Kayin. And if not, the Kayin does not become a possible. The Nazim of Benazim says like this. Oisei, what does the Potter say? Hamakriv Oisei. Matamon, what does it say it for? Matamon Leimo. The Fishenem, since the Potter says in Devorim. Loitiacha L'shalmoi, he should not wait to bring your Korban, your Nether. There's a law of loitacher. Do not wait too long in bringing your korban. Yochai would have thought to say, af miyacha nidroi, v'lo yirotz, if somebody waits to bring his korban too long. Also, there's a psul in the korban. Maybe not only are you over lav of loitacher, but you also make a psul in the korban. And this Talmud Lema, no, the prophet teaches us, oisoi, oisoi v'lo yirotz, where is the psul in the korban? Only if you have a machshava b'shasta yavoidus. That makes the psul in the korban. But not when you just leave your korban and bring it too late. Even though you overlap about tacham, but I call upon him, the korban is still kosher. That's Benazir's Yosha. Acherim Oyimrim, others say, which Churimim Jarmeya says, that lo yichoshev, the Pesach says, lo yichoshev, that's the diik. The machshava hu nifsol, that only becomes possible with the machshava to leave it over to it later, but not with the actual Nisa. Versus the Machshava, whom this Rashi says, Zem Rafurish Menarisha, and Amakiv Lemashm Lu. But this is a bigger deal, because the first Pasuk of Amakri is Namashm Lu Shasak Rova, Adigo Makro Lemusay, the Amakri Vos Lo Yechoshe, the Machshava Zeis, he holds the bigger Drosha from the word Lo Yechoshe, it's only a Psul Machshava here, and not where it's a real Nisa. Uden Azai, Tibizeva Hakosu Medaber, how does Ben Azai learn the Pasuk is only talking about the psul goes upon the korban and not upon the kayin? Maybe the kayin also becomes psul. See, boy, same one terrors could be nafkalei midi achirim. He'll also agree, like achirim says. Rashi says midiitzva kol meimo ben anisva b'shlishi. That's the teacher that doesn't become psul with noisa. Shemimah bezevach kosim medaber. We're talking about the korban itself. Di bezevach, we're talking about the kayin. Lo me yisra b'shlishi. Why should he become pus on the third day? Halahu loichot. He didn't do anything wrong. He and my only the one that eats it. So since you need a pus to teach us that does not become pus on the third day, we're talking about the korban right now, and we're not talking about the kain. Sheet of the kain will not become pus just for the fact it was left over nicer, the leftover the meat. So therefore, it's a raya. We're talking about the korban, the psul upon the korban, and not upon the kain. And viboy sema, another teretz could be midichsev lo yirotze. Since it says in the pasuk, it says lo yirotze, lo yirotze. Well, since it says two times lo yirotze and lo v'lo yirotze, so zivchu. Going on the korban is the psul of lo yirotze. Rashi says the ain loshin lo yirotze noif of the psul kain. It doesn't apply such a loshin. You don't say upon the kain lo yirotze. So the short song about the psul on the korban itself, on this it says lo yirotze. Ubenazai oisoi b'lo yirotze v'yein miach anigra b'lo yirotze miyachin afke. The true learned out from over here. This type of a drosha. That when is there a psul in the korban if you have the wrong machshavas, the shafti avoida, but just for leaving over the korban and bringing it at the wrong time, the korban doesn't become psul. The diak from over here is it true? Midi acherim nafka. The chush learned it out from the acherim. The tani will not like this. Acherim ayrim, others say like this. Yochai would have thought to say, yei bechor she'ibru shenosai. That a bechor that really is supposed to bring the korban during the first year before it's 1 year old. What's going to be if you left it and you did not bring it till after it's 1 year old? Yochlai would have thought to say, Yehei b'chor shibra shenosai, kipsulai hamagdoshim, et shibik siz